Baby. Babe. It's time to go to bed. Why are you still up? Because. Babe. Because is not a good answer. Turn off your phone and turn off the lamp and come cuddle me. Yeah. Yes. I've been waiting for your cuddles, but I was trying to be nice and let you finish doing whatever you were doing on your phone. But it's been such a long day. Why don't you just lay here with me and close your eyes? And I can tell you more childhood stories. I know I'm long overdue, babe. I know. I was supposed to tell you a long time ago. But guess what? I'm gonna tell you right now. And you're gonna fall asleep while I talk to you. And you're gonna sleep so good. Good sleeps. I know how much you love listening to me talk. So, I'm gonna talk you to sleep. You just have to listen, okay? Okay. Okay, the first one I want to tell you. You cannot judge me, okay? I don't need you judging me. No, because I know you are. I can already feel your judging eyes on me, and it's so dark, but I just know you're staring at me with that look you give me when you're judging me, and I haven't even told you what it was, and you're already judging. You're such a judger. Okay, I'll tell you. So, in the sixth grade, in sixth year, I had the best teacher, I think one of my favorite teachers. Call him Mr. Z. Mr. Z was the best. Oh my gosh. So this man, literally everybody wanted to get him for sixth grade, okay? Nobody wanted the other teachers, and they knew it. Everyone was like, you were like blessed if you got to be in his class. And I got to be in his class with a lot of my friends. And this teacher, I really looked up to him. A lot of us did. Like, some of us, like a father figure, not for me, but he was more like, just someone I just really looked up to, like, I guess, like a grandfather, I guess, because he was older, and I think we all liked him because, because he didn't treat us like babies, and he treated us like, I don't know, like, he wasn't fake, like, he wouldn't fake being happy, he wouldn't fake being sad. He would swear in front of us. He would be super goofy and silly. And just the way he taught, like, he made us want to learn with him. He made it really fun and entertaining. So, with that being said, he may have given us a little bit too much freedom because he gave us the choice to, like, sit wherever we wanted. He let us sit with our friends. I had a pretty good sized group of friends. We were all girls. We kicked out all the boys. We're like, ew, boys. But we got to, like, align our desks, like, in, like, a, I don't know, like, a big rectangle. We were, like, facing each other, like, kind of like at a, like, a dinner table almost. So we always sat in this like rectangle with our desks. And even though he made learning so much fun and easy, we hated taking spelling tests. When I tell you, I hated spelling tests with all of me, all of my, the fiber of my being, I hated taking spelling tests. And so did my friends. Like, we hated it. We hated it so much that we all collectively decided to cheat on every single spelling test. I know, it's so bad. I know, babe, don't judge me. We got away with it the entire year. We were so sneaky and so, it was bad. We were bad. We didn't feel bad though, because that was the only thing that we cheated on. Everything else, we studied hard. We were good students. We kept up good grades. But when it came to spelling tests, we did not. We were just not about it. So we've kept up this cheating scandal with the spelling test. And you know how the spelling tests go. Like, we would be learn certain words, and then we had to go home and study the words, learn how to spell them and stuff. And then, like, I think it was like every Friday, we had, like, literally every single Friday of the entire year, we had to take a spelling test. And that was just so difficult for us. So we just decided to cheat. And we would go as far as, like, writing the words on our wrists or our hands. Or we'd have cheat sheet paper, like, like, we would hide it from him, and then when he was looking, we would look at it. We'd cheat off each other. But we had to make it seem like we weren't cheating off each other, because we knew we couldn't have the same grades, right? So we would misspell certain words on purpose. We would leave some answers blank. We just made sure our papers did not look identical. And yeah, we kept this up for a year. And we got caught towards the end of the year, and he was not happy. This man was so disappointed in us. He was like on the brink of crying. He was screaming, yelling at us. And to top it all off, we were like his favorites too. Like, everyone loved this man so much. To disappoint him was like heartbreaking, and we regretted it instantly. The whole class had to suffer because of us, and it was close to the end of the year, and we were supposed to do all these awesome things, these fun field trips. He canceled everything. We didn't get to do anything. It was all our fault. The whole entire class hated us, and this was our last year being in elementary school, because in seventh grade, it was middle school for us, and we were going to a different school. So this, you know, the end of the year for sixth grade was so important for people, because we got to do a lot of fun things, or we were supposed to do a lot of fun things, and we couldn't do them because me and my friend group were idiots and decided to cheat on spelling tests. Oh, I feel so bad. So me and my friends wrote him like apology letters. We would bring him, like, food. We would just be like, is there anything we can do to make this up to you? Like, we're so, so sorry. And at this point, he hadn't, like, officially, like, punished us. He didn't tell the principal. He didn't tell our parents quite yet. He was, like, plotting. Like, this man was, like, on another level. He was, like, plotting how to, like, I guess, punish us in a way that would teach us a lesson, and blah, 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 blah. Like, I know, we knew what he was doing. We knew we were in for it. So he figured out what he wanted us to do. And he was like, okay, I figured it out. He's like, we're going to have a spelling bee against the other sixth grade classes. And there was three other sixth grade classes. And he was like, if you girls are out in the first round, I'm telling the principal, I'm calling your parents, I'm going to make sure your teachers next year know what you've done. We will not be on good terms. I will not help you in the future if you ever need any letters of recommendation. Like, he went in on us and we're like, okay, we accept this. Like, we're so sorry. We're going to make it up to you. We're going to prove to you that we can spell. And so we did. We had this huge ass spelling bee and oh my gosh, we were terrified. But again, we put all this on ourselves. We did take accountability. We apologized to our class. We tried everything to make it up to everybody. But yeah, it was just so bad. And one of my friends, she still tried to cheat during the spelling bee. She still tried to cheat. And we were like, no, girl, we're not a part of this with you. Like, we're not trying to get in trouble. We already made the mistake of cheating the entire year. So we're not going to do that. So we didn't listen to her. We were just like, no, we're not getting caught. Like, no. Like, we felt so bad. Again, because we disappointed our teacher and our classmates. And yeah, we had a really shitty, like, end of the year. So the spelling bee was fun. And we made it. We weren't out the first round. So once we cleared the first round, we were like, okay, we're good. We're not going to get in trouble. But yeah, we're like, okay, we're good. So yeah, that's what happened in sixth grade. I was a spelling bee cheater. No, spelling cheater. And after that year, Mr. Z, he forgave us. Like, he just loved us. Like, we love this man. When I tell you, he was like our grandfather. Like, he literally was like family. So yeah, it was just, we ended up getting on good terms with him. And yeah, he was just the best. But I do regret doing that. I really wish I didn't participate with my friends in doing that. But yeah, that's what happened. Don't judge me, babe. Hey, I do know how to spell. I do know how to spell. Give me a word to spell it and I'll spell it right now. I'm waiting. I don't know how to spell that. No, I promise. I promise I know how to spell, but I don't know that word. How to spell that word. Baby, no. Okay, what's another story? Childhood memory, I can tell you. I don't know if I told you this before, but I was a nanny for some time, and I looked after a few families. There's two families in particular I've watched their kids. Literally watched, took care of them till they grew up. So I've known them for a very long time. But yeah, I would take care of them when they got out of school. I watched them all in the summer. And I was lucky enough that they had a lot of pets. One family I watched, they had two little girls and they had three dogs and a bunny. Their bunny rabbit was so big. Her name was Agatha. And she was this big white bunny. She didn't like me, I don't think, because she wouldn't, like, hang around me. Like, she just would stare at me. Unless I had treats, she just would just stare at me and keep her distance. But she was huge. She was a huge-ass bunny. I've never seen a fucking bunny that big. I don't know what kind she was, but she was huge. She was huge. But they had three dogs, and, yeah, super, super spoiled girls, of course, and we would always have fun with them. They were good girls, though, very creative. We always had a good time with them. We were always outside. And the other family I watched, I got really, really close to the kids. Like, they're like my babies. It was a girl and a boy, and, yeah, I feel like I pretty much raised those kids. Oh my gosh, I miss them so much. But they had 3 dogs and a hamster. And their hamster was so cute. He would literally let us do anything to him. The little girl had like Barbie doll cars. We would put him in the Barbie doll cars and like push him around. I think he liked it. He didn't care. Literally, he would watch movies with us. We'd have like make him a little like sleeping bag, and like he would chill at the end of the couch just watching movies with us. The dogs didn't bother him. He was a good little hammy hamster. And their dogs were so funny. Oh my gosh, their dogs had so much personality. I've never met like dogs that have that kind of personality. Like, they were like people. One of their dogs was just so goofy and so silly. And then there was a little one. She was like not a border collie. She, I don't know, the big floppy ears. I don't know what she was. She was like the mom of the group. Like, she just was like really stuck up and like would like put everybody in their place. And then there was they had a German Shepherd puppy. He was the newest one in the group. He was my favorite. And everybody knew he was my favorite. That was my buddy. Oh my goodness. I love that dog so much. I swear that he was like human. Like, I swear he understood everything we said to him. He was very talkative. Talk back. Talk to us. Yeah, he was a good boy. I actually found out recently that he passed away. So that was very sad news, but I'm glad I got to spend time with him and got to be a part of, like, raising him. My favorite memories, watching that family and the kids and the dogs, was just anytime we would be outside in the pool or on the trampoline, whatever. They had so much stuff to do at their house. And they taught all their dogs how to swim because a pool. It did have like it was protected, but the parents made decisions to make sure that their dogs and their kids knew how to swim, which is awesome. So the little German Shepherd puppy, he loved it. He thought the pool was for him. Like, he just thought that was his pool. So it was funny because one day the mom had called me on my day off and she's like, hey, like, I don't know if you're doing anything right now, but can you come over to the house for a little bit? I'm with the kids. Like, I don't need you to watch the kids. And I was like, okay, like, who do I need to watch? She's like, oh, I need you to watch the puppy. He wants to go swimming. I'm like, what? And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, I'm coming. Of course I'm going to come over and get paid to swim with your dog and watch your dog. He was so silly, so spoiled. But literally, it was just me and this puppy just jumping in the pool for like an hour, just going back and forth, running around the pool, playing with him, throwing in his toys, and he was just having a blast. So yeah. I love that dog. I love that family so much. But yeah, I thought that was a nice memory to share. And I guess I could tell you one more if you're up for it. I can make it a short one. Yeah? Okay. Okay. So, I was lucky enough to live in a neighborhood that was, like, full of kids my age. And who I went to school with and grew up with. And one day, all of the neighbor kids, like, got together at my friend's house. She lived, her house was, like, back behind my house. It was, like, way back in the woods. So, to get to her house, we had to go through the woods. Or we just walk in the driveway, but we just always walked through the woods because it was more entertaining. And we asked permission to her parents if we could build, like, we were trying to build a tree house, but we didn't have the materials for that, but they gave us permission to build, like, a little, like, fort. It turned out more like a, not really like a teepee, but almost like a teepee. but it was bigger. It was made entirely out of branches and twigs and like literally just twigs and woods and branches and stuff. It was constructed pretty damn well. It is still standing in their yard, which I think is really cool. So, it was just cool that all the kids, like, we all got along and we all built it, and it was something we were, like, really proud of, and it turned out really well. And it made it through all the harsh winters and rain and everything. I don't know how we constructed it so well, but it's still standing in the woods till this day. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. Are you getting sleepy? Are you already sleeping? Are you barely hanging on? I like talking to you when you're so sleepy. I'm just gonna kiss you goodnight. Kiss you until you fall asleep. Where's your face? This is your face. What is this? Okay, those were loud.